Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Grant Gunnell. Grant is a starting quarterback for the Arizona Wildcats and one of the top returning players in the entire country. Grant, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me, sir.
To start, Grant, thinking about last season as a freshman, most would say it was a fantastic campaign. What were your expectations initially coming into Arizona?
I really didn't expect to play much. I expected maybe to get in a few blowout games and stuff like that, but I ended up getting a lot more experience that was really beneficial for me in the long run, I think.
Grant, after finishing the season on a high, what have you been working on this offseason to get you ready for next season?
Just building that team, like what the coaches want the team to be about and stuff like that in the locker room as well, just timing with receivers and personally working on arm strength and footwork and just getting quicker with my reads.
As a quarterback, especially in the Pac-12, you got to be a leader of the roster. Not necessarily easy to do that as a freshman, but coming into your sophomore year, in what ways are you hoping to take on a leadership role for next season as the quarterback?
I mean, I've had a lot of talks with my coach about that and just really just being a locker room guy and being more vocal with guys and having people have the right mindset in the weight room as well in the field and being focused on football and not other things.
Grant, can you remember last year, was there a game that you played in that you did really well in that kind of boosted your confidence?
Yeah, I think I didn't start the game, but the first game I played in AU was a really good confidence booster for me because I went out there and everything was clicking. I threw, I think, 3 touchdowns, so it was a really good confidence booster for me and just like a good little like game to get my feet wet in the college.
Talk about teams like Northern Arizona. They've got fantastic quarterback Case Kukis. When you think about last season as a whole, what was that transition process like from high school to college? How was it getting acclimated to playing against guys who were legit Division I players in comparison to high school?
I mean, first of all, it was huge for me to get here and early enrollee in January and have that spring ball. Kind of get used to the speed. And then I just kind of, as the season went on, going through practice and stuff, it was a lot better for me to get used to the speed and stuff.
Grant, Arizona being in the Pac-12, a lot of top teams, a lot of tough competition. You have a very tough schedule next season. What do you think that this Arizona football team has to do to win the Pac-12 next season?
I think we just, we have to be a lot more focused in practice and stuff like that and kind of have to build that team chemistry that we didn't have as much last year and kind of be one unit.
And for yourself, Grant, get to play under head coach Kevin Sumlin, who's had a tremendous amount of success at the collegiate level. What was it like playing under him last year?
I mean, there's everything I expected. I mean, coming to Arizona has been amazing for me so far in the football aspect of things with the coaches and the team. And I really like Coach Sumlin, the way he runs things.
And Grant, coming from Texas, can you talk a little bit about your high school career, what the whole recruiting process was like for you and why you ended up choosing Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, Texas high school football is what everyone says it is. It's crazy. And I was blessed to have Coach Stephen Hill take me in as a freshman. He's an offensive coach, and that kind of boosted my whole recruiting process from freshman year all the way to senior year. I mean, I ended up throwing for a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, but I think it really picked up sophomore year, and then just never really stopped. And then as far as picking Arizona, I mean, I had the relationship with Coach Sumlin and Coach Mazzoni, and then I took my fish out there, and it felt like home. It felt like family, and I knew that was the place I wanted to be after my official visit.
Talking about high school being a starting quarterback and getting that notoriety early on, we think about the overtime video that went viral. What was that whole entire process with high school, just being a normal high school kid and then dealing with everything that came with being an elite level recruit. What was it like dealing with that?
I kind of tried to just focus on the football aspect of things, like personally, like high school ball and stuff like that. And never really, I mean, I enjoyed the recruiting process and stuff, but I never looked too much into it or got too high from it or stuff like that. I just really focused on myself and getting better as a football player.
And Grant, statistically, next season, do you have any goals?
Just to win, honestly. I've never really been one to look into yards or touchdowns and stuff like that. It's really just to win.
And it's something that's unique for you. You get to play with your brother, Will. What's that like? And can you tell us how he's helped you throughout your entire football journey?
Just in high school, he was someone I could just laugh with, honestly. It kind of kept my feet on the ground, stuff like that. Or like something was going bad in the game, stuff like that. He'd say a joke on the pilot or something, just keep my head level and stuff like that.
And Grant, what was it like getting your first real action, real taste of college football against Northern Arizona?
I mean, it was everything I expected it to be. I was obviously a little nervous. If you're not nervous playing football and you don't love it, but I mean, I couldn't ask for a better start to my college career than that game.
Early on, though, was there a moment, whether practice, early scrimmage, even a game, where you realized, all right, this isn't high school football anymore. These are legit D1 guys I'm going up against.
Yeah, I think it was probably my first spring practice. I was throwing a 12-yard out. In the corner, I thought I threw a good ball in the corner, jumped. I was like, yeah, this guy's a little faster than high school players.
And Grant, when you came in last year, freshman, was there anyone on this Arizona football team that you looked up to that helped you get adjusted to the college level?
Definitely the senior Khalil Tate. He really helped me a lot. Just going through, I mean, he really helped me a lot with, like, off-the-field stuff, like, keeping my head level as well, helped me learn the offense and stuff and getting used to college defense and being able to read and watch film and stuff like that. He was huge for me. I really appreciated him.
Yeah, aspect of film, that's so important. How did your film habits or studying habits in general progress over the course of your freshman season?
I mean, I learned that I need to be in the facility watching film as much as I can and learning the defense before the game, because you go into the game knowing you have answers. That's whenever you get that confidence and you feel like you can't mess up, all from film.
And Grant, when you're watching film, what do you look for in the opponent's defense?
I mean, I start with, you know, like first down, what's their base coverage, what they're going to come out with, and then maybe like I'll start with like third and short, third and long, just coverages, maybe blitz packages they'll come out with. And maybe I'll try and look for little things that the corners might show to me to pick up on different things, stuff like that.
Grant, getting to play at Arizona, top tier program, what was a typical game day like for you in the Pac-12? And what was it also like playing at your home stadium?
I mean, it's amazing playing Division I ball. Not everyone gets to do that, and it's been a blessing. I mean, running out of the tunnel, seeing those fans, it takes your breath every time, and you never get used to it. I mean, I dream my whole life of playing college ball, and finally getting to it, it's amazing.
On the field, a tremendous amount of talent that you guys have at Arizona. But are there any things that you guys as teammates like to do off the field to get better in terms of communication or things like that nature? Any activities, video games, playing basketball, things of that nature?
Yeah, we like to play basketball direct, stuff like that, or maybe have a barbecue here or there at someone's house.
And Grant, in your opinion, who's the best basketball player on this Arizona football team?
No, probably, I would say Jackson Turner or Gary Brightwell.
Both translate, I guess, on the field and as well as the basketball court. And another aspect of college is the academics. What was that like? I know early enrollees, you get acclimated a little bit earlier, but just dealing with road games, practices, and how were you able to also handle academics during your freshman campaign?
I kind of got used to it during spring ball, and I came from a high school where I lived an hour away, so I was getting home late and having to make sure I do homework and stay on top of that. So, like, I felt like I came into college pretty prepared for being an athlete as well as having schoolwork and stuff like that.
And Grant, when you're playing on the road, you got to deal with the other team's fans. How do you not let them get to your head?
What I like to do is before every snap, I just kind of like take a deep breath and not clear my mind before the play. That's kind of what I like to do to kind of block out the other noise from the fans and stuff like that.
When thinking about going on the road, just playing other teams in general at the quarterback position, there's a lot of eyes on you. What do you, based on your experiences, feel you need to have as a mentality at the quarterback position?
You have to have a short memory. You can't, I mean, throw an interception, you can't let it stay in your head because you'll never recover if you have that. And it's kind of, you have to have that certain confidence and swagger about yourself as well as, you know, not really caring what other people think.
And Grant, when we look at the future and potential of this Arizona football team, a lot of talent there, including yourself. Is there another sophomore or freshman who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Definitely our running back, Michael Wiley. I mean, he came out. He can catch the ball in the backfield as well as run. I think he's going to have a huge season this year for us. He's a freshman as well.
Definitely put him on the radar, and teams in general will understand who they're getting in yourself on the field. But what would you want scouts, GMs, teammates, coaches to know about who they're getting in yourself as someone in the locker room?
I feel like I'm a leader. I'm always doing what's right. I make sure others are doing what's right as well. I'm a team guy. I don't do anything for myself.
And Grant, what's the best piece of advice you've gotten from a coach?
I think Coach Mazzone always says, it's this quote by Bruce Lee, I think it's, I fear not the man who practices 1,000 kicks once, but the man who practices one kick 1,000 times. That's kind of something that stuck with me for a while.
And in general, how is, you're at the collegiate level, we understand football, next goal, NFL, but do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I mean, I always wanted to like maybe run like a little breakfast shop, but that's not really a career aspiration of mine.
And Grant, if he could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Definitely Tom Brady, just because his work. I mean, he never had the strongest arm, quickest feet, or anything like that. He wasn't the most athletic, but he's worked his ass off, and he always finds a way to win. And I'd like to be able to pick his brain and see what he does day in and day out to get to that level.
And Grant, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
I mean, always bet on yourself and never think you made it. You have to keep working because there's always going to be someone working to get to where you are.
That was Grant Gunnell with the Arizona Wildcats. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season. We're definitely rooting for you.
Thank you very much.